The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. So let me teach you again the response to that. So when I say the Lord is risen, your response is, He is truly risen, with a double alleluia. So let's try that again. The Lord is risen, alleluia, alleluia. Now, are you just saying that or do you believe it? You believe that He is truly risen, and that is why we add these alleluias. But guess what? The disciples somehow didn't seem to believe that. Thomas, of course, is the one that we want to focus on because we think that Thomas didn't believe because he said, unless I see, I will not believe. But when we heard the gospel reading, is that Jesus went to his disciples who were behind locked doors. So he did that on that first day. The doors were locked. And he said to them, see my hands, see my side. And 8 days later, they were still behind the locked doors. Do you realize that? 8 days later. So here we are, 8 days since we celebrated, you know, the first Mass for Easter. So are we still behind locked doors? Because our Jesus is so powerful that He can go behind the doors even though they are locked, or go through the doors. And He did that twice. So He didn't just do it for Thomas, but He did it for all the other apostles as well, just like He is doing it for us. Because He said the same thing, and He showed them again the hands and His side. And so on this Divine Mercy Sunday, what are we looking at? We're looking at His side, aren't we? We look at His side because from His side, blood and water flowed out. And we are told that the blood represents the Eucharist, and that the water represents baptism. But somehow, between baptism and the Eucharist, there is this thing that Jesus wanted His disciples to know. Because when He breathed on them and He said, receive the Holy Spirit, He told them that He was giving them power to forgive sins. Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. Because unless people find the forgiveness of their sins, they will not believe. They will still be behind locked doors. But Jesus is insistent, and He will keep going through those locked doors. And the insistence of Jesus is known by one word, and that one word, it's mercy. It's mercy. So the insistence of Jesus, it is His mercy. And His mercy, we're told, is everlasting. We heard that over and over in our responsorial psalm. So in other words, mercy means that God will never, ever give up on His people. And so He always wants us to be conscious of that side that side of Jesus from which blood and water flowed. Because he's saying, it's life. It's life that I have given you. It's mercy that I have shown you. See that. See that, and you will truly believe. Because Thomas, when Thomas saw the side of Jesus, because we're not told that he was able to put his hand in that side. The gospel doesn't say that, but people are always saying that Thomas put his hand there. And even in art, we see that. But the scripture does not say that he put his hand there. But he made a response. And he said, my Lord and my God. And would you like me to translate my Lord and my God for you? Well, even if you don't, I'm going to tell you. The translation of my Lord and my God is, Jesus, I trust in you. That's the translation. That's what Thomas was declaring at that time when he saw the hands on the side of Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. And so Jesus was saying to Thomas, good, you finally got it. You got it. And even though that message was passed on to the world through the apostles, people still were keeping themselves locked away. And somehow, because Jesus is so insistent, then he revealed this again to a young nun, Faustina. And she saw and she got it. She got it. So not making the response, my Lord and my God, but holding on to that response, Jesus, I trust in you. And this is what we need to do. We trust in Jesus. We trust in his mercy. And we want to give thanks for that mercy. Thanks for the persistent mercy that he has shown us. And he continues to do it. And so, every first Friday of the month, at Mary, Queen of the Universe, we have a Divine Mercy celebration. Because we want people to see the side of Jesus. And sometimes we wonder because, you know, the attendance is not always that very good. But this morning, as Deacon Joe saw all of those people lined up for confession, he said to me, they seem to be finally getting it. Because having introduced that here 3 years ago, so it's the third year that we're celebrating in this manner Divine Mercy. And I have never seen that many people come into confession for Divine Mercy Sunday. So maybe Deacon, well, not maybe, he's right. They finally got it. You finally got it. Because you realize that you can trust in Jesus and trust in his mercy. Because his mercy endures forever. And his mercy gives us hope. And hope does not disappoint. So he's saying, you can always trust me. Trust me. And so we have come today showing our trust in him. And what we will hear him say to us, peace be with you. Because it is only when we trust him that we will find that peace. And that peace will give us the reason for going on, for continuing with our lives. And as we have that peace, then we share that peace in so many ways. So much so that when people come to confession, and after they receive the absolution, the priest tells them, go in peace. Go in peace. Because hopefully they would have received some peace. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, you may still have the doors of your heart closed, but Jesus can enter that door. But he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So he is not going to burst in. And he is saying, if anyone hears my voice and opens that door, I will come in. So he is knocking today at the door of your heart. Will you open him? Will you open the door to him? And will you tell him, Jesus, you're welcome here, because Jesus, I trust in you.